Welcome back to Vikings Connected. This is a show all about you. So if you want to be heard, use hashtag Vikings Connected on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. We want to hear what you're thinking about the purple. Now, this week, we're taking on NFC North rival, the Detroit Lions. They're going to be on our home turf this weekend.
Detroit.
And we want to hear how we can beat them from our resident expert, Ben Lieber.
Pseudo.
I feed him most of his information.
Yeah.
All right, Ben.
Pretty loose.
How are we going to beat the Lions?
Teddy's got a bum ankle. Offensive line has been pretty shaky, somewhat inconsistent the last few games. So you have to protect Teddy if you have a chance.
Like human wall, you guys.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. If I have to get down there on the field, I will.
Would you suit up?
To protect Teddy? Anything.
You have, such an affinity for Teddy
God.
Now. You're
well,
like,
come on.
Oh, to protect Teddy.
Oh, my dear sweet Teddy.
So the Lions have a really good front four.
Yeah.
They're tenacious. They get after it. They're pretty aggressive. So those guys up front have to have a good game.
Yeah, we got to keep Teddy healthy.
Yes.
So
watch
there you
that
go.
Ankle.
Protect him. What's next, Ben? Number two.
Also, offensively, channel Chase Ford.
Chase Ford.
Yeah. Well, with Rudy out, he's actually kind of stepped up and been the leading pass catcher for us and been the safety valve for the quarterback. So going back to the Carolina game, when the Detroit Lions played them, their tight end, Greg Olsen, had a pretty big day, actually led the whole team in receptions and yards that game. Wow. So I think you just have to test them to see if they've gotten any better at covering tight ends.
Right, right. Well, go Chase. You got that one. All right, what does the defense have? Nice.
Yes, this is the part where you dance.
Yeah, the twist and shout.
Yes.
You got it.
So, go.
Oh, my gosh, the twist and shout, no?
No.
You go. You
I actually didn't think
How
you were going to do
football?
It.
How does the football? Well, really, you really want me to twist and shout.
Cue the music. No, so the twist game. So going back to the last game against the Bills, the offensive line had a hard time really handling some of the twists and stunts, kind of all the twist games from the defensive line with the Bills. So I say, again, just like the tight end game, you have to test them and see if they fixed those problems. So our front four, don't just straight up hit the A gaps and B gaps. Start running your twists and stunts and see if you can get
in dance. We call that choreography.
It is pretty much like a choreographed dance.
Yeah,
it is.
And if the twisting fails, you just start shouting in their face. Is that
And some swearing.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great, that always works.
Yeah, loud noises.
Yes. Number four.
Okay, now this one's a little more of a geeky term, but you got to protect the hashes. Matt Stafford, all of his long passes are in between the hashes. So our two safeties have to do a really good job of not getting away from those hashes.
Yep.
So that means the corners on the outside have to be really stout, and we have to trust them on those islands to protect the outside part of the field so we can keep our safeties, whoever it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be Blanton and Harrison Smith. But it could be. So those guys have to stay in the middle of the field, protect the long deep balls.
You got to do their job.
Do their job in the middle of the field.
Do their job. That's my best advice to you.
And once again, time now for the Golden Nacho Award. We've got our third nomination for the day. And it is all about cancer and cancer awareness and their fight and their struggle and some of the great stories that come from that. So to get to it, you got to check out this one with the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
J.P. Gibson's, a little adorable five-year-old boy, was diagnosed with leukemia. And during the inter-squad scrimmage with the Utah Jazz, they paid him a special tribute, and he got to do something really cool. So check this out.
His face alone.
So he gets to don the green uniform.
Like, he's ready to play. He's suited up. He's ready to play.
There's something about kids, you know, whether it's like Pop Warner football or things like this, when they have just like the oversized uniforms, it's super cute.
Like, he's walking out there like, I'm ready to help this team.
Yeah.
I've got this. Look at him. He's taking the ball down.
So they allowed him to be, you know, on the field or on the court, obviously, with, you know, these professional basketball players. Ugh. And this dude, 7'2",
right,
picks
just
him up,
a little taller than
flat-footed, and lets him dunk the basketball.
Look at him. He's just high-fiving. Little swag.
And watch this at the end.
Oh. Thumbs up to his fans.
A little thumbs up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that's awesome. So congrats to the Utah Jazz and to J.P. Gibson for that special moment.
Coming up, Flash is back for his weekly appearance. This time, he's taking us in the locker room to see which of his teammates are clean and which are cluttered. You'll want to stay tuned to see what type of buried treasures he comes up with. It's all next on Vikings Connected.